I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Election Day will be here before you know it, and there are a number of contests of particular interest here in our listening area. No better time than right now to relaunch Capital Chat. Joining me once again is the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Hello again, Laura.
Hi, Alan.
We're going to spend the next few minutes talking about the race to represent Kentucky's 6th congressional district, pitting Republican incumbent Andy Barr against Democrat Josh Hicks and a Libertarian candidate.
That's right, Alan. This is a three-way race between Andy Barr. Congressman Andy Barr is running for his 5th term in office. The Democrat on the ballot is Josh Hicks, and he's a lawyer from here in Lexington. And the third man on the ballot is Libertarian Frank Harris, and Mr. Harris also is from here in Lexington.
And this is a district that has flipped back and forth with some alarming regularity in the last 20 years.
It has. This is definitely a swing district. Before Andy Barr was in office, Ben Chandler held the seat, and he's a Democrat. And before Ben Chandler, Ernie Fletcher held the seat, and he was a Republican. And before that, Scotty Basler held the seat, and he was a Democrat. So this is a swing district, which makes it a little tough to defend sometimes, depending on other factors in the wind. Right now, Barr is considered likely to win the seat. If you look at analysis from the Cook Political Report and Sabato's Crystal Ball, those are two elections-focused publications based in Washington. They're calling the race likely Republican, which means Andy Barr has some competition that he has to take seriously.
All right. Well, we know that Congressman Barr has a record. What about Josh Hicks? What do we know about Josh Hicks?
Well, Mr. Hicks is, as I say, he's a lawyer. He's from here in Lexington. He's also a Marine veteran, and he's a former police officer in Maysville. He's from Fleming County originally. Mr. Harris is also from here in Lexington. So a couple of election themes are emerging in the discussion. Andy Barr has been sending out press releases and mailers, I'm sure you're getting them, that are highlighting his legislative work. He's focusing on small businesses, for example, and the work in addressing the pandemic. And we're seeing the power of the incumbency in some of that, right? Because we're getting mailings from his congressional office that are, again, highlighting his legislative work, but it's campaign season. Josh Hicks doesn't have that advantage as the challenger. Both of them are raising a good amount of money, though, for this race.
Yes, and that's what is kind of making this more of a national bellwether, perhaps?
It could be. So Andy Barr, at the last reporting period, had raised almost $3 million for this race. And Josh Hicks has raised about $1.5 million, which Hicks probably won't be able to match Barr dollar for dollar, but that might still be okay for him because as an incumbent, Andy Barr has more of a infrastructure he has to support with his campaign money. He has more staff, office space, the type of things that Hicks may not have or need at this point in his career, at this point in the election.
How much will Donald Trump or his reputation play in this race?
Kentucky still supports President Trump. A Quinnipiac University poll that was released about a month ago gave Donald Trump a 50-41 edge in Kentucky over Joe Biden. So there is some Trump coattails that will be in play. But this district, again, as you mentioned, is a swing district. Fayette County, again, where most of the votes are in the district, is Democratic and votes Democratic, not just registered, but actually voter preference follows voter registration here. Other populated counties, Madison and Franklin, those are to be watched too.
What kind of role does the Libertarian candidate, Frank Harris, play in this?
Well, that's a good question. So in a year like this where Donald Trump is losing some support among Republicans. And we're seeing a national trend in polling where suburban Republicans are abandoning the Trump campaign. The Libertarian could play more of a role. People who are dissatisfied with President Trump and that branch of the Republicans might lean toward the Libertarian instead of voting Democratic. And anecdotally, I've heard several Republican friends of mine who are heading in that direction. They're not happy with the National Republican Party. They don't want to vote for a Democrat because it goes against their stand as a Republican, but they're okay with voting for the Libertarian. So there might be some more of that than we see. Frank Harris might pick up more than the 2,100 votes he got in 2018 this time.
And no doubt we're going to start to see more and more television ads as we get closer and closer to Election Day.
Oh, absolutely. If they've got $4.5 million between them to spend right now, you know they're going to bombard us with those. So be prepared.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.